After that, we'll hear from South Shelby coach Rob Wilt. You're listening to High School Football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. This time we'll have the singing of the national anthem. South Shelby
sings okay.
Her autumn.
Joins now Macon High football coach Pete Glass. Off to a 2-0 start of the year. Way to start the season. Good way to go, coach.
Thanks a lot. We are off to a good start and really excited about our kids and how they've improved.
I know a lot of folks don't want to necessarily look past Highland, but nice to get a win like that. Show your offense what can happen when you run plays well, when you run series well, when things go according to plan.
Yeah, I thought we executed well, a lot better than we did week one. Certainly, there's still plenty for us to work on, but with the overall offensive execution, we were pleased.
A lot of veteran guys on your team this year, so not really a shock that you guys are getting into form this early in the season.
Yeah, we do return, you know, several guys that played a lot for us last year, and they seem to have kind of picked up right where they left off.
Good to see that. Tell us a little bit about your offense. Obviously, people know about Nash Waller and skill position players. Tell us a little bit about the guys on the offensive line.
Sure. Well, we do return Caden Phillips, who started for us all year. He's a junior. And then Colton Christian, who also started for us all year. He's a senior. And Seth Bray, who plays about every position for us up front. And he played a lot for us last year. He's also a senior. And then Taylor Smith is new to the mix this year as a junior. We have Jake DeCamp, who is also kind of new to the mix as a senior this year. And then we're also mixing in some other guys. Max Cook plays some, and Aaron Jefferson plays some. So we're trying to get a rotation of about 8 or 9 guys there to play.
And getting any 5 on the field to play together as a unit is difficult. How are the new guys working with some of the older guys?
Well, you know, that's a process, and certainly, you know, they don't have as many reps, so it takes a little bit longer. And just playing beside the same guy for a lot of reps also helps.
You got the shutout last week. Tell us overall how your defense is playing this year.
Much improved week 2 over week 1. We were very disappointed week 1 with some of the things we did or didn't do. Certainly really spent a lot of time and emphasis on that and felt like we came out and played much better in week 2.
Your thoughts about South Shelby?
Oh, well, I mean, it's, you know, it's Coach Wilt. They're going to run the football. They have, you know, the guy that everybody talks about, you know, Brock Wood. Obviously, he's very talented. you know, whether it's basketball or track or football, he's somebody that gets your attention, and he certainly has ours. But we also understand we've got to defend the other guys on the field as well. So we know it's a big challenge for our guys, and hopefully we're up to it.
How different is it to defend Brock Wood when he's at quarterback rather than at running back?
Well, it's just a few more things that he can do, obviously, you know, from the quarterback position. But it's a matter of identifying where he's at, first of all, and then, of course, you know, acting accordingly.
What's the one stat that has to go your way tonight for things to end up being a win for you?
You know, with the weather, hopefully, you know, turnovers, we would be able to control that. I think that's going to be huge.
Do your guys embrace playing in wet weather and mud as we expect?
Well, I mean, you try and convince them that it's going to be a great time, and you know. But the thing you have to do is really focus and concentrate. You can't allow to let the weather get in your head, and then it will cause you to make mistakes.
Is your team relatively healthy going into week three?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we've got a few guys banged up, but that's typical. And we've got other guys that are stepping up, and hopefully they'll be ready to go.
Anything else you want Tigers fans to know before I let you go?
Better have your rain gear.
P-Class head coach of Macon's been our guest. Thank you for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be back with more in a moment here on Glory 97. Welcome back to the pregame show here on Glory 97. Joins now is South Shelby head coach Rob Wilt. Coach, tell us about how your team's doing so far this season.
Well, they're actually above my expectations, to tell you the truth. I've been very proud of the way the effort has been going the first two games. When I watch film, I don't see anybody taking plays off for the most part. And the improvement from week one to week two was quite evident in the scheme. And I think if we keep going this direction, good things will happen for them.
What improvement do you see against Putnam County that has you feeling optimistic about your team right now?
Well, the offensive line. You know, we got a bunch of young guys up there, got a lot of inexperience, they're just getting to the guys that we tell them to block, and they're doing the things right. They're communicating up front, and I'm seeing a lot of improvement with them. And then we know we got some skilled guys that can run the ball, So if we can get the guys up front doing their job, then offensively we can look okay.
We talked in the preseason about limited numbers for you. So obviously you're getting that experience awfully quickly for some of these guys.
We are, yeah. I mean, some of these guys weren't, when we started the season, weren't necessarily going to be on the offensive line or defensive line, and we've moved some people around, such as Marcus Wiseman, who's doing a great job. He's not a very big kid. He's only about 5'7", maybe, at the most, but he's strong, thick kid, and he's one that's really stepped up for us, along with Mason Schuler and Justin Ollie and Kaysen Wilt and Wyatt Jackson. So that front group's doing a good job, but we're also coming together defensively, too.
Kaysen Wilt, one of your captains, seems to be doing it all so far for this season for you.
Kaysen's doing a nice job at linebacker. I think he played really well last week against their type of offense, and we're expecting good things in him to still grow. He's, like I said, he's probably my strongest kid, and he likes to hit, too.
How has Brock handled the transition to quarterback?
He's doing it well. We know we still need to work on the passing game. That's been a big emphasis this week for us. You know, just taking what they give us and not trying to force too much. But as far as the running part of it, we knew he'd do a good job, and he's doing a good job of reading defenses on some of our read plays. You know, with him and the guy Tim Brook and Daniel Burke back there, it's been a pretty good transition for us.
Has he made the transition from being a leader to a quarterback-style leader?
Yeah, he has. He really has. This year I've noticed about Brock is he's really become an awesome leader. He's doing a better job of communicating with kids, not getting frustrated, and the kids have really responded to him. He's like another coach out there for us on both sides of the ball. So he's making people around him better, and that's what we wanted him to do.
How is he on handing the ball off to his teammates and distributing that load?
You know, he's doing a good job. He knows that he can't carry the ball 30 to 35 times every game. So he understands how important those other guys are and getting them involved in the game. So he's done a nice job with that as well.
How do you think you match up with the Tigers tonight?
Well, the Tigers are solid. I mean, I think they're solid up front, both sides of the ball. The Edwards kid at running back is really quick and an elusive type of runner. They're going to spread you out, and they're going to try to wear us out. Hopefully our conditioning will stay up with that type of offense. Defensively, we've been pretty good as far as creating turnovers. I think we had 6 last week, 3 the week before. So if we can continue to do that, we give ourselves a chance to win this ballgame.
Do you have to try to slow the game down a little bit, slow that tempo down so you're not on the field for so many snaps?
Yeah, I think you do. I think what we want to do is control the ball offensively, you know, put some long drives. Of course, I don't mind those 70-yard touchdown runs either, but if we can, we need to control it and not put ourselves behind the chains and keep, you know, a manageable third down and keep moving the ball.
All right. Anything else you'd like Cardinals fans to know before I let you go?
Nope. We're just excited about the way this team's improving and getting better, and hopefully everybody comes out and watches.
Rob Wild, head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals, has been our guest. Thank you for your time. Good luck tonight, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show next here on Glory 97.
7 KTCM Madison. As we get underway, the opening kickoff received by South Shelby returned to the 43-yard line where Cardinals will set up first and 10 going left to right across your radio dial, across your computers at centralmoinfo.com. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Get you the starters momentarily as Rockwood leads the offense onto the field for the first drive for the Cardinals. Backs are split to either side. Kickoff was brought to you by Missouri Valley College and Marshall. Valley will roll. Takes the snap out of the gun. First and 10. And the handoff goes to Guy Timbrook. Goes off tackle left side for a gain of about 5 yards, depending on the spot here in the mud. They'll mark him the 49, the South Shelby 49, a gain of 6 on the first carry for Timbrook. And it'll bring up second and 4. 66 degrees, light rain here, 94% relative humidity. Out of the gun, Brooks takes the snap again, or Wood does, handoff, and coming to the near side, nothing there. It's going to be a loss for Daniel Burke. Macon Tigers in on the tackle, including Seth Bray for Macon. Up front for South Shelby, it's Wyatt Jackson, Kaysen Wilt, Justin Alley, Gage Rainey and Mason Schuller, tight end Philip Dodd, wide receiver Dylan Durbin, Sean Wilkerson, the backs are Daniel Burke and Guy Timbrook, and Brock Wood is the quarterback. It'll bring up third and they will send Timbrook in motion. And this time a keeper by Brock Wood. He'll be met in the backfield, driven back. He'll give him forward progress to the line of scrimmage. Brock no Wood gain.
Caught in the backfield.
And it's going to bring up fourth down after a promising first play for the Cardinals. It ends up being a three and out.
No gain on the play. Fourth and 11.
I'll set the Macon defense for you on the next series. Fourth and 11. And back deep to return for Macon is Garrett Blaze. Short kick, end over end to the near side. It will bounce at the 30 and roll out of bounds not too much further down the field at the 26-yard line. That's where Macon will set up first and 10. Macon Tigers offense. It'll be Colton Christensen, Lane Blackford, Jacob DeCamp, Seth Bray, and Caden Phillips up front. Kendrick Waddle is the tight end. Timmy Watts screws loose. Garrett plays the wideouts. Kevin Edwards, the tailback, and Nash Waller is the quarterback. First and 10 Macon at their 26-yard line. We have 10:09 remaining in the first quarter. No score here at South Shelby. And Macon's going to come out with three receivers wide right. One to the near side of the formation is Enyard, and it'll be a handoff up the middle and plenty of room to run. This is Edwards across the 35-yard line, wrapped up and brought down near the 39. It'll be enough for a first down.
For the Tigers.
Tackle made by Justin Ali.
Down by Daniel Burke.
It's Jackson, Wilt, Ali, and Rainey up front. Timbrook, Ali, Wiseman, Schuler up front defensively for the Cardinals. Fenton, Wilkerson, Wilt, the linebackers. Wood, Burke, Owens, and Blevins in the backfield. It's a gain of 11 yards. We'll call it 12 for Edwards. Ball at the 38-yard line. First and 10. Handoff up the middle, and this time the defense snips it out, and he's stopped for
Edwards
a loss of one.
Second
11 coming up.
Loss of a yard on the play. Second down, 11.
Bacon in their white uniforms, the black numerals, orange pants, black socks, going right to left right now. South Shelby in the all-red uniforms, red helmets, with the white numerals and the blue trim. Second and 11. Ball's at the 37-yard line, and slipping in the mud is Waller. He's going to take a loss, try to keep his footing, but I think his knee went down back near the 31. They're going to give him progress back up to the 34, but still lost a couple yards on the play. Third and 13 coming up, making these get to their 48-yard line. .844 remaining in the first quarter. Got the Bell game over on Crest tonight. Moberly Lafayette County is on QuickSAM and FM. And on third long, Waller rolls out to his right, under pressure, looking to throw. Now he'll tuck it. He's going to be driven out of bounds on the far sideline about the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up fourth down and make it'll be forced to punt.
Far side. Guy Timber.
No gain on the play. And it's going to be one of those nights, I believe. Just slow, sloppy football. One big play could make the difference in this one. Be fourth and long. Back deep to return is Brock Wood. And it's a short line drive punt that's going to roll dead about the 38-yard line of South Shelby. No return on the play. And the Cardinals will start their second series. First and 10, 8:15 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Making defense for you, the starters up front. Tyrell Inyard, Colton Making Christensen, Seth Brain, Caden Phillips, linebackers, Kendrick Waddle, Dominic Mitchell, and down Denver Grunlow. The backs, Nash, Waller, Blank, Class, Timmy Watts, and Kevin Edwards. First and 10, Cardinals at their 38-yard line. 8:15 remaining in the first quarter. Yeah, we got a new quarterback in for the Cardinals, and it's going to be a handoff. The tailback Timbrook taking the handoff.
Guy Timbrook.
David Fenton.
He picked up about 8 yards, second down two.
So Fenton under center. A little bit of a changeup for the Cardinals, and it's a gain of eight for Timbrook on his second carry of the night. Second and two. Ball at the 47-yard line of the Cardinals. Fenton under center again, and a flag is thrown. And it's going to be
Billy Barker
encroachment against Megan. It'll be a first down.
Encroachment against the Tigers.
First penalty of the ball game is going to give South Shelby its first down. They'll move the ball across the midfield stripe, and South Shelby will have it at the Macon 47-yard line. 7:45 remaining here in the first quarter. Fenton up under center again. South Shelby going left to right across your radio dial and across your computer. It's centralmoinfo.com. Fenton will call a back in motion. And a quick handoff up the middle is going to go for a short gain, pushing across the 45-yard line to about the 43.
Guy Timbrook on
the carry. It was Timbrook on the carry for a gain of four.
He picked up about 4 yards on play.
That'll bring up second and six, 7:19 remaining here in the first quarter. Wind is out of the northeast at 11 tonight. Cool breeze, muggy breeze. And on second and six, the handoff in the backfield goes to Daniel Burke, and he'll be dropped for a loss back near the original line of scrimmage. Third and nine coming up. Loss of three for Burke.
Loss of about three on the play. Third down nine.
It is a wet track out here tonight. No surprise to you if you're listening on the radio tonight rather than online anywhere in the world. If you're in north central Missouri, you know how wet it is. Out of the gun, third and nine. This time, Brock Wood will take the snap, trying to turn the corner left side. Has a seam. He's up the sideline. Gets near the first down marker before he's wrapped up and brought down.
Brock Wood
on the carry. Side. Close to a first down. And that's just one more wrinkle Macon has to deal with. He stepped out of bounds. They mark him out at the 40. So it's a gain of six for Wood.
Fourth and four
coming up. And Cardinals, I believe, are just going to go for it. Fourth and four, too close to punt. Obviously way too far to try a field goal tonight. And we get a timeout taken by the Cardinals. They're first. We're going to take a 30-second break and be back to South Shelby. No score with 5:52 remaining in the first quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. welcome back to South Shelby. J.B. Conley with you. 5:52 remaining in the first quarter, no score. South Shelby looking at a 4th and 4 from the Macon 40-yard line. Backs are split on either side of Wood again. Macon keep an eye out watching for the punt. South Shelby will send several men in motion to the near side. Looks like they're going to kick to the near side now. Wood takes the snap, rolls to the near side. The rugby-style kick, short end-over-end kick, will bounce at the 25-yard line and roll dead about the 22. That's where Macon will set up 1st and 10, an 18-yard punt, no return.
And the Tigers start
5:43 remaining in the first quarter. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making tonight's broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, and the Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence. Busy night of football. Bell game on Cress. Moberly at Lafayette County is on QuickSAM and FM tonight. Brad will have the halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors. They'll also have end zone after the games tonight on Cress. 1st and 10 for Macon. Handoff right side. Edwards has the seam. Bouncing to the outside. Gets past a couple of would-be tacklers. Tripped up and splashes to the ground near the 35-yard line. It looks like it'll be enough for a first down.
Edwards on the carry for the Tigers.
We'll see where the knee splashed. Kicked up a whole puddle of standing water on the far sideline. They'll put the knee down at the 33, gain of 11 on the first down for Macon. Edwards' third carry of the night, 22 yards already. 1st and 10, Tigers. They'll go trips to the near side. Waller out of the pistol, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, a flag on the play as he'll keep it himself, runs up the middle, gets the first down a little bit beyond. Flag came from the far side as the play was developing. We'll see what it's for. It's either going to be a hold or maybe, well, they're going to rule against Macon. Didn't see the call, but it is going against the Tigers.
Billy Marker on
a little bit too far downfield to be a hold. It was about 3-4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. The official going over with Brock Wood what his options are, but Macon already assumes they're going to be pushed back. The flag will be replaced at the 35-yard line. It is holding.
Indication holding against
second penalty Macon against the Tigers tonight.
10 yards from the spot. We'll
for a total of 15 yards. Spot fouls of the ball put back at the 25-yard line. It's going to bring up 1st down. And about 18 yards to go.
1st down, 18.
5:15 remaining in the first quarter, no score. Two receivers split wide to the near side. Two wide right. Waller takes the snap. And a quick hitter up the middle is going to go for not much. And that's Edwards on the carry. It is. Gets out to about the 27-yard line for a gain of 2.
Kevin Edwards.
2nd and 16 coming up.
Guy Timbrook stopped him. Gain of a yard.
Crowd is dressed for the weather tonight. Umbrellas, ponchos, slickers. Pass to the near side, and that was broken up. The intended receiver on the near side for Macon.
Pass intended for Garrett Plays. Was incomplete.
It was incomplete. First pass attempt for either team tonight. And it'll bring up 3rd and about 16 yards to go. Rock, 4:28 remaining in the first quarter, no score.
3rd down, 17.
Tigers break their huddle. A bit more traditional formation. Everybody bunch close to the line. Waller out of pistol takes the snap. Handoff comes to the near side, looking to turn the corner. Edwards has a seam. There's a flag on the play, multiple flags on the plays as he brought down the 35-yard line. Well short of a 1st down. It'd be a gain of about 8 yards, but South Shelby accepts this penalty. It's coming back. I'm not sure I'd accept the penalty. I'd make him
punt on 4th down. Stop here. For South Shelby. Penalty marker.
Even though it was a nice gain by Edwards, it's still 4th and long if they decline the penalty. on a dry night, I'd probably march him back a little bit further. But waiting for the signal. It's holding once again. Oh, against South Shaw. He pointed the wrong way. It is against Macon. It has been declined. And we'll be fourth down. So a gain of 8 for Edwards stands on his 5th carry of the night. He originally pointed at the Cardinals and then immediately recognized his mistake. And
penalties declined against
Macon. Against Macon. Fourth and about 8 yards to go from the 35-yard line. 4:19 remaining. Here in the first quarter, no score. Clarence County Conference action on Glory 97. Waller drops back in punt formation. He'll try the rugby-style kick. A good one for a wet night. This one bounces near the South Shelby 40. Takes a little bit of a make and roll. And rolls dead at 37
Waller's
off the Cardinals.
Down at about the Cardinal 37.
Tonight's game brought to you apart by Shell Bonneville Life Care. Harvey's Travel Service, affiliated with Edelman Travel Group, Community State Bank, all of Shell Bonnet, ConAgra Brands, local producer Banquet Frozen Foods, the Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, and the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, all of Macon. J.B. Conley with you. Stuart Cox producing back in the studio tonight. As the Cardinals will start their third series on offense, no score, 4:05 remaining in the first quarter. And once again, it will be Fenton under center taking the snap. Handoff up the middle. There's absolutely nothing there. Driven backwards was, looks like Timbrook again.
Yeah, Timbrook stood up at the line of scrimmage.
That will go for a small loss.
Timbrook Waddle, the first man to hit him there.
No Timbrook now four carries for second 18 yards. Ten. Second and 10 coming up. Out of the gun, Wood takes the snap. Handoff coming to the near side. Timbrook will lean forward for about 3.
Daniel Burke.
Excuse me, that was Burke carrier on the carry this time.
Kendrick Waddle again on the
just
stop.
Now just taking past the 40-yard line.
Across the 40 to the 41. He picked up about 3.
And they
third
need
down 7.
About 7 yards to go here. Third down coming up. .252 remaining in the first quarter. Wood, 5 yards deep, takes the snap. Keeps it himself. Rolls out to the near side. Looking to throw on third down. Pump fakes once. Now he's going to run. He tucks it. He's to the 45. Pushed out of bounds near midfield. As Kendrick Waddle splashes out of bounds on the near sideline.
Rockwood on the rollout.
Wood went out of bounds at the 49-yard line. Left for a first down.
He's got enough for a Cardinal first down.
Wood's third carry of the night.
10 Cardinals at their own 49.
First and 10 from the Cardinal 49-yard line. 2:36 remaining. Here in the first quarter, no score. Cardinals all look at their wristbands. Term of the play. Wood out of the gun, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself again, comes to the near side, breaks one tackle, stays on his feet, and he's brought out of bounds. This time
Rockwood,
it's Edwards pulling him out and getting his jersey soaked.
Forced out of bounds, number 33.
They're marked the
Kevin
ball
Edwards
out at the 44-yard line.
7 on the play, second
gain
down
of 7
three
for Brock Wood. He starts to get going here. 4 carries, 22 yards. 2.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter, no score. Ward out of the gun again. One receiver to the near side, Sean Wilkerson, and a flag is thrown before the snap. Cardinals may have taken too long to get this playoff. Officials are going to get together and talk about this. No indication yet. And now they go to the far sideline. And there may have been an issue with the clock, too. Maybe there won't be a flag here. We'll see for the call. No, it is going to be procedure against South Shelby.
Penalty marker prior to the snap, dead ball foul.
First penalty against the Cardinals.
All start against the Cardinals.
So instead of second and three, it'll be second and eight.
Be a five-yard mark off.
Ball back at the...
It takes it back to the Macon 49.
49-yard line of the Tigers right now.
Brings up second down eight.
2.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. No score. Brock Wood out of the gun again. Wilkerson, the receiver to the near sideline. Takes the snap. Late handoff to Timbrook. Slips out of one tackle, but six more Tigers there to wrap him up and bring him down for a loss of one.
Timbrook tries the middle. He stopped short.
Nothing there. Slow developing play, and it'll bring up third and nine. All the players seem to be just a split second short tonight if they're handling the football on either team, just making sure they're keeping a solid grip on it. Officials doing their best to keep the footballs dry, but
third down nine, South Shelby.
They're definitely slick tonight, and even a dry football placed on the wet grass is going to pick up some of that moisture. Third and nine, Wood out of the gun, takes the snap, rolls out to him near side himself, looking to throw. Now he's going to loft one down the field, and it's incomplete, nearly caught at the 35-yard line. Going up for it was David Fenton. Couldn't hang on to it. It'll bring up fourth down.
Number six.
So each team has now tried one pass, and both have landed incomplete.
Fourth down, nine Cardinals.
Fourth and nine for South Shelby at the midfield stripe. They will likely punt here. They're going to shift everyone to the near side. The ball's on the near hash. That last time they kicked to the far side of the field. Dodge snap is low. Wood gets it up in the air. Flag's going to be thrown, roughing the punter as he got the kick away. It was a short, sloppy kick to about the 40-yard line, but he took a lick after getting the punt away. You can't blame Macon too much. They were going for a tackle, thinking he was going to pick up and try to run at that point. Wasn't anything belligerent, but since he got the punt away, it is roughing the punter. It's going to be an automatic first down for the Cardinals.
Indication was personal foul roughing the kicker.
Give Wood credit for getting the ball up and doing whatever he could just to get a punt off. It's going to be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, and that will give South Shelby a first down at the Macon 35-yard line. Third penalty against the Tigers.
Takes it to the Macon 35, and
with
the Cardinals will have
1:35 remaining first quarter. And a fresh set of downs for the Cardinals. First and 10 from the Tigers' 35-yard line. And Fenton back in at quarterback now, is under center. Trying to draw Macon off sides. Hard count, does take the snap. And the handoff comes to the near side. On the carry, this is Wood.
Brock Wood, the ball carrier.
Leans forward to about the 31-yard line for a gain of four.
Yard line, Blake Glass. On the tackle for Macon.
Mike Klaus credited with the tackle for the Tigers.
Except
we'll bring
three,
up second and six.
Down seven.
Now they're going to mark it 32, so second and seven coming up. A minute three remaining in the first quarter. One receiver split wide to the near side for South Shelby. That's Dylan Durbin. Pitch goes left side, Wood. Wood turns upfield, just off tackle, left side. Gets inside the 30.
Brock Wood on the carry.
And looking for the spot here. I'll mark him down at about the 29-yard line.
Christensen.
Gain of three.
On the stop for the Tigers.
Wood now with six carries
gain
for 28 yards here in the first quarter.
Four.
Third and four coming up. Both the 29-yard line. South Shelby will have to snap it at least one more time. We're in the final 15 seconds of the first quarter. Fenton under center. Takes the snap. Drop the football. It's loose on the ground, and I think Macon's going to come up with it. They'll unstack this pile. Fenton came back. He didn't have the football in his hand. It was Timbrook who fell on for South Shelby, so the Cardinals will maintain possession. It will be fourth down when we come back.
They'll bring up fourth and five for South Shelby.
After one quarter, here at South Shelby, no score. Back in 60 seconds on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. And welcome back to South Shelby High School. J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the start of the second quarter. No score between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Macon Tigers. This game brought to you in part by Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent. Long Branch Trophies and Awards and Vision Care Associates, all of Macon. Fourth and five for South Shelby at the Macon 30-yard line. We now go right to left, and ball was dropped again on the snap. It's going to be Macon's possession either on a fumble recovery or on downs here.
Fumble on the snap and recovered by Macon.
It was Macon who recovered it. So it will be a turnover. Macon would have gotten on a downs anyway. It'll be first and 10 coming up for the Tigers.
At the 29.
First half, Macon ran a total of 8 plays for 30 yards. All of it on the ground. South Shelby ran 17 plays for a total of 38 yards. Making 2 first downs, South Shelby 3. Tigers have it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Waller out of the gun, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Edwards on the play action. He'll keep it himself. He's got room to run across the 40. First down, brought down at the 42-yard line. Tripped up and brought down by Wyatt Owens for the Cardinals. Gain of 12. And a first down for the Tigers. On Waller's third carry of the night.
Nash Waller on the carry for the Tigers. Wyatt Owens on the stop. He picked up a first down for Macon.
First and 10 from the
42-yard
line for the Tigers. Takes the snap. Handoff. Goes forward for about a yard. Nothing more for Edwards.
Kevin Edwards on the carry.
Second and 9 coming up. Macon trying to get across the midfield stripe for the first time.
Justin Ali.
Second and 9, 11-13 remaining.
Second down 9
here in the first half. Takes the snap. Hand off to Edwards. Coming to the near side of the field. Turns up field across the 45-yard line. Dives forward and brought down at the midfield stripe. So it'll be about a yard and a half shy of the first down.
Brought down by Wiseman.
Third and 2 coming up.
Third down 2, Macon.
Edwards now 7 carries for 40 yards. Leading rusher coming in, 118 yards per game. 3 touchdowns on the season. 2 receivers split wide left, 1 to the near side. Now 2 to the near side. They'll send Edwards in motion. High snap and keeper by Waller. He's got a block, but South Shelby sniffs it out pretty quickly. He did get enough for a first down, however. Gain of 2 yards to the South Shelby 48-yard line.
Nash Waller kept it that
Waller's
time.
fourth carry of the night.
Made him first down. First and 10 at the Cardinals. Oh, at the 48-yard
line. 10:19 remaining.
Marcus Wiseman
here in the first half. Tigers in the white uniforms, black numerals, orange helmets and pants. South Shelby in the all red uniforms, white numerals, blue trim. Waller out of the pistol. Edwards comes in motion. Another fake handoff to Edwards. Cutting back against the grain. Waller's got a first down and more. Stays on his feet. Finally wrapped up and brought down inside the 35-yard line. Marked down at the 34 after a gain of 14. And another making first down.
Waller
now five carries for 26 yards unofficially.
That
is the fifth first down of the night for the Tigers.
Rockwood made the tackle for South Shelby.
And Macon looking to speed up the tempo a little bit right now. Waller out of the pistol, takes the snap. Hand off to Edwards this time. Spins out of one tackle, stays on his feet, and is brought down after a short gain. Working the left side of the field.
Kevin Edwards, the ball carrier.
They're going to mark him for a gain of about a yard.
Jason Wilt on the stop for South Shelby.
Second and nine coming up.
Gain of a couple of yards, second down eight.
Well, generous spot now. Gain of two brings up second and eight from the 33. 9:20 remaining in the first half. Four receivers split wide to the near side of the formation. Waller rolls out to the near side, slips, stays on his feet, and then he's brought down. And then a flag comes at the end of the play. This may be a face mask. Waller, trying to roll to his right, lost his footing, kept his footing long enough to stay up, but that slowed him down to the point where the Cardinals defense
Waller
caught up to him.
Caught in the backfield.
Then a flag came in at the end of the play. About where he was tackled. And it is a personal foul face mask against South Shelby. It's going to bring up a first down.
Penalty marker thrown at the spot on the tackle. Face mask against South Shelby.
It would have been a loss of five. Instead, it'll be an automatic first down after the walk-off. And the sixth first down of the night for Macon. Two penalties for 20 yards for South Shelby, three for 30 against the Tigers. First and 10 coming up
against South Shelby
at the 23-yard line. 9:02 remaining.
First and 10 Macon.
Here in the first half. Hand off to Edwards. Off tackle, left side, has room to run. Stays on his feet, trying to cut to the outside. And he's going to be wrapped up and brought down after he picks up first down yardage near the 10-yard line. They'll mark the ball right at the 10. First and goal coming up.
Edwards, the ball carrier. Tackled by David Fenton right at the Cardinal 10-yard line.
Credited with the tackle.
That's enough for a Macon first down. It'll be first and goal, Tigers.
First and goal, 8:38 remaining here in the first half. Waller takes the snap. Hand off to Edwards, comes to his right, still on his feet inside the 10. Brought down about the 8. Second and goal coming up.
Edwards, the ball carrier.
Short gain for the 5'8", 170-pound senior.
Daniel Burke and Marcus Wiseman on the stop for South Shelby.
Second goal from the 7.
Second down goal from the 8.
8 minutes remaining in the first half. Waller out of the pistol. High snap, brings it down. He'll keep it himself. He's got to see him up the middle. Touchdown, Tigers! 7-yard touchdown run by Nash Waller.
Into the end zone from 8 yards.
Let's make it on the board first. 6-0 extra point coming up.
Touchdown.
7:49 remaining in the first half. And Macon with a 6-0 lead. They will try to kick the extra point. Tyrell Enyard will handle that. Blake Glass will hold. Enyard's 2 of 4 on attempts so far this season. We wait for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance on its way, and it is good. 7:49 remaining in the first half. Macon leads 7-0 back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com.
Well, Vineyard adds the extra point for Macon. 7:49 to go in the...
And welcome back to South Shelby. J.B. Conley with you with 7:49 remaining.
For South Shelby.
And a short kick on the ground, still loose, and South Shelby will fall on it at the 35-yard line. That just slid through the wet grass. And that's where the Cardinals will set up first and 10.
Tyrell Inyard's kick down at the 34-yard line.
Macon taking a 7-0 lead on...
And
Ash Waller's 7-yard touchdown run.
First and 10, 7:47 to go in the first half.
Extra point. Good by Tyrell Inyard. And we get a quick timeout on the field. Gives us an opportunity to tell you tonight's game brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan counties. Rick's Service and Tire Bevere. Macon Atlanta State Bank at Macon and Monroe City. Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence. Greening Egan Hayes Funeral Home serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria. Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Loughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. South Shelby Boosters of Shelbina. And Clarence. CNR Market of Macon, Centralia, Fayette, Slater, Shelbina, La Plata, Edina, Cahokia, Monroe City, California, Boonville, and Fulton. First and 10, South Shelby. Fenton came to the near side. Spun out of one tackle and then driven backwards. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, but no further. Excuse me, that was Brock Wood this time. No gain.
Brock Wood kept it that time.
Now bring up second and 10.
On the stop for Macon. No gain on the play. Second
seven carries,
10.
28 yards for him tonight. This game also brought to you by Keithley Photography Studio, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. South Shelby going right to left. Word out of the gun takes the snap. Hand off to Timbrook. His fumble loose on the ground. Macon says they have it. And they do. Second fumble by South Shelby. First one came on fourth down. That one was academic more than anything else, but this one a costly turnover for the Cardinals.
And the Tigers
at their own 36-yard line. Officials talking about something right now. They all pointed it was Macon football.
Max Cook pounced on the ball for the Tigers.
I'll say that is the case. Tigers football at the South Shelby 36-yard line. 7:02 remaining here in the first half. Waller takes the snap. Handoff coming to the near side. This is Dominic Mitchell on the carry. He's got a little bit of room to run up the near sideline inside the 30. Close to first down yardage, but there is a flag on the play.
Dominic Mitchell on the carry for the Tigers.
And we'll go against Macon. That flag is thrown at the 34. The official's going to talk about this. It looks like a holding was the call. And it will be the 10-yard walk-off. Fourth penalty.
Penalty marker on the play. Indication holding against Macon. Takes the ball back.
So it'll be first and 18 from the 44-yard line. 6:50 and counting here in the first half. Tigers leading by a score of 7-0 on a 7-yard touchdown run by Nash Waller. The rain's still coming down here. Hasn't been heavy. It's just been a steady drizzle the entire night. And a question from the coaching staff on the far sideline, I believe, off the spot of the sticks. They should be in the right spot. This series started at the 36-yard line. Ball right now at the 44 after the spot foul 2 yards downfield. So it's first and 18 from the 44. And the Tigers will break their huddle. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Waller in the backfield. Drops the football and falls on it. This is going to be a loss of about 4 more yards. Looks like he's trying to make the exchange with Mitchell, or maybe just go handle the snap. Either way, loss of 4 is going to bring up second and 22. Ball now at the 48-yard line.
Ball will be at the Macon 40s.
Yeah, I'll call it 47, I guess.
South Shelby 48-yard line.
South Second Shelby down, 48-yard line. Call it. Second and long coming up. Waller takes the snap. Throws a screen pass, left side, caught in the flat. On the run this time is Mitchell. And he's going to be tripped up near the 40.
Waller's pass complete to number 4.
That's where he's brought down.
Tackled by Brock Wood.
For a gain of about
right at the
7.
He'll
bring up third and 16.
Third down, 15.
First completion of this game. Ball at the 40-yard line. Tigers need to get to the South Shelby, 26. So third and 14. Handoff up the middle. Room to run. Not quite enough for a first down, but pretty close. On the carry.
Mitchell
again. He'll be marked
Rockwood
at the,
on the stop for South Shelby.
27, so bring up fourth and a long one. Decision time for the Tigers.
He took it to the Cardinal 27-yard line.
Ball at the 27. They need to get inside the 26. Looks like they'll go for it on fourth down. Waller comes up under center. He's trying to draw South Shelby off. Now he's going to burn a timeout, I believe. He will. We will take a 30-second break. 4:13 remaining in the first half. Macon leads South Shelby 7-0 back in 30 seconds on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. High school J.B. Conley with you. 4:13 remaining first half. Macon with the football leading 7-0. Looking at a fourth and a long one here at the South Shelby 27-yard line. Waller out of the gun, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. No, he did get the handoff off, and it's going to look like be a first down to the 25-yard line. It is. It'll be a first down. A 2-yard gain. And I believe that was Edwards on the carry.
Mitchell, the ball carrier.
It was Mitchell again.
Takes it to the 25, and he picks up.
So another first down for Macon there, seventh of the night, first and 10 from the 25.
First and 10, Macon at the Cardinals.
4 minutes 25. And 4 seconds remaining here in the first half. High snap brought down by Waller. Hands it off, and on the carry this time to the near side. Gain of about 3 or 4 yards by Mitchell.
Mitchell
marked
again
down at the
area.
22 for a gain of 3.
Stop by Kaysen Wilt. Gain of 3. Second down,
Second 7. 3:35 remaining in the first half. Play coming in from the far sideline for the Tigers. Tigers 2-0 on the air. South Shelby comes in 1-1. They lost their opener to Bowling Green before bouncing back against Putnam County last week. Tigers shut out Highland last week. Waller takes the snap, 2nd and 7, looking to throw near side. Catch made. This is Blaze at the 15-yard line before he's brought down by a host of South Shelby tacklers. It's a gain of 8 and a first down. 8-yard catch.
Garrett Blaze, right, Garrett ball Blaze. Carrier that time. Tackled by Barack Wood.
And another first down. Waller now 2 of 3 passing for 15 yards. That's Blaze's first catch
first
of the year.
And 10, make it.
Waller takes the snap. Hand off to Mitchell. Has a seam. He's to the 10, to the 5. Spins to the end zone. No signal yet. Touchdown.
Number 4, Dominic Mitchell into the end zone.
Dominic Mitchell.
From the 14-yard line.
14-yard run. That will make it 13-0 in favor of the Tigers. Extra point coming up. And for Mitchell, that's his third touchdown run of the year. Mike Clown. Will hold Tyrell Enyard to try the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance, and it is good. 2:42 remaining in the first half. Macon now leads 14-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com.
Tigers 14, Cardinals 0.
And welcome back to South Shelby High School. Short end over end kick will be taken in the air at the 25-yard line. On the return, this is Brock Wood trying to cut to the far sideline, wrapped up and brought down just shy of the 40. 2:34 remaining.
Wood on the return
here
for
in the
South Shelby.
First half, making leading by a score of 14-0. A 7-yard touchdown run by Nash Waller and a 14-yard touchdown run by Dominic Mitchell.
Garrett Blaze on the stop.
South Shelby will have the football first and 10,
first and 10 south
at their 38-yard line.
At the 38-yard line.
Rain continues to fall here in Shelby County. Fenton will come up under center. First and 10 from the 38. Dropped the football, fell on it back at the 36. Loss of 2. Slick football has been a problem all night. Saw Shelby has fumbled the ball away twice. They put it on the ground about 3 more times.
Fumble on the snap.
They're going to mark the ball at the 35.
It's going to be second and 13 coming up.
Need to get to the 48.
Back to the 35-yard line, second down.
2:03 remaining in the half. This time Wood will take it out of the gun. Takes the snap, draw play himself up the middle. Couldn't find a seam, spun down at the line of scrimmage. Up 5 making tacklers in there. Coming off
Brock
the bottom of
that
pile. Looked like it was Caden Phillips. They'll give Wood a yard.
Caden Phillips made the tackle for Megan.
3rd and 12 coming up. Minute 33 remaining in the half. Coming up in the half, Brad Boyer will have a report from the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors driven by tradition. 3rd and long. Wood rolls out to the near side. Stumbling, stays on his feet, looking to throw. Pumps once, now throws down the field. Incomplete. He overthrew his intended receiver. He's looking for David Fenton near midfield.
Is incomplete.
Second incomplete pass thrown by
4th down, 12.
And it'll bring up 4th down. Macon's going to get the football back here before halftime. 1:15 remaining here in the second quarter. Each team with 2 timeouts left. And they'll show their punt formation once again. Wood will take the snap back inside the 30. Brings it down, steps into it. Short, wobbly kick to the far sideline. It's going to roll out of bounds near midfield, just on the Macon side of the stripe. See where they spot it.
Brockwood's punt out of bounds at about the 47.
Oh, they're going to put it out of bounds on South Shelby's side of the 50, all the way up to the 46-yard line. I'm not sure that was the right spot, but that's where they'll put it. The other official nudges it back a yard. They're going to say 47-yard line. It really looked to me like it was about the Macon 49.
First and 10 Macon at the Cardinal 47.
Minute 9 remaining, second quarter. Tigers leading 14-0 with the football. We'll see if they can get more before halftime or if they're happy to sit on a 14-point lead. Waller out of the pistol. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw on first down, lobs one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open at the 15-yard line. 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers! Christian Riekeberg, a 47-yard touchdown reception, and the Tigers go up 20-0.
Pass complete to Christian Riekeberg. Touchdown, Macon.
He was wide open.
47 yards.
No one within 10 yards of him. Riekeberg takes it 47 yards for the score. His first catch of the year is a 47-yard touchdown with 1:01 remaining in the first half. Extra point try coming up by Enyard. Quick strike by the Tigers to stretch the lead here. Ball is down. The kick is up, and it was blocked. 1:01 remaining. First half, Macon leading 20-0 back in 60 seconds here on KTCM.
1:01 to go in the first half. Tigers 20, Cardinals 0.
A minute one remaining in the first half. Macon leading 20-0, about to kick off again. And Yard's kick will roll on the ground, be picked up at the 34-yard line. On the return by South Shelby, not much there at all. That was Rowan Burke on the return.
Inyard kicks off, taken by number two, Wyatt Owens.
It was Wyatt Owens, the freshman, picking it up. He got it out to the 37-yard line.
Kobe Vincent on the stop.
57 seconds remaining in the first half.
And the Cardinals will have it first.
Macon leading by a score of 20-0. All those touchdowns coming here in the second quarter. It'll be Wood out of the pistol on first and 10 from the 37-yard line. Wood takes the snap. Handoff goes right side. Not much there for Burke. Maybe lost a yard. Now bring up second down.
Daniel Burke.
That'll give him
that
the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10 coming up. South Shelby will have to snap
still
at least one more time.
Stop. 77. Caden Phillips led the way. No gain on the play. Second down 10.
Brock Wood out of the pistol on. Second and 10. Takes the snap. He's going to roll to the near side. Wrapped up immediately. Macon trying to punch the football out of there.
Rockwood on
Wood
the
will
carry.
Get a gain of about a yard. And that's going to do it for the first half. Rockwood finishes with 9 carries for 30 yards. It was scoreless after one quarter at quarter the half. It is Macon
and
20.
Time runs out in the first half.
And South
half-time
Shelby,
score,
nothing.
20, South Shelby,
we're going to take a 2-minute break. And we will have our halftime report coming up. You're listening to high school football on Glory 97, KTCM Madison, and CentralMoInfo.com. And welcome back to South Shelby High School. J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the start of the second half. Macon leading South Shelby by a score of 20-0. They put 3 minutes back up on the clock, but both teams out there anxious to get going. Now Macon's going to go back over to the sideline. Gives us a brief moment to take a look at the first half stats. Macon 3 of 4 passing for 62 yards and a touchdown. 47-yard strike from Nash Waller to Christian Rickenberg. 2 touchdown runs, 7 by Waller, 14-yard run by Dominic Mitchell. As Macon was 23 carries for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half. South Shelby 0 of 2 passing. They were had 22 carries for 38 yards, no scores. Macon had 10 first downs to 3 for South Shelby. Penalty yards, Macon 4 for 40. South Shelby 2 for 20. And South Shelby turned the football over twice. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Hines Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent. Hines Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbonne and Clarence. Shelbonne Villa Life Care, Harvey's Travel Service, affiliated with Edelman Travel Group, Community State Bank, all of Shelbina. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, the Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, and Vision Care Associates, all of Macon. Now we're ready to go. Macon won the toss of this game, elected to defer to the second half. They're about to receive the football. So Shelby will be going right to left. Across your radio dial, across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. Wind has kind of blown across the field from us to the far sideline. Not really a factor for either team going into or against the wind or with the wind.
Blake Class, Christian Rickenberg.
As we're ready to go.
Deep for Macon.
South Shelby will kick off. Blake Class and Christian Rickenberg
the
back
Dylan
deep to
Durbin
receive.
Set to tee it up. For the Cardinals.
As the Cardinals will kick off. And we're ready to go. Macon leading by a score of 20-0. Here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll have Macon football on Glory again next week. As they will be at Monroe City.
This kickoff is a squibber on the ground. It'll be picked up at the Macon 40-yard line by one of the upmen for the Tigers, and it's going to go for about a yard or two before play is stopped. Coming out of there with the football for the Tigers.
Dominic Mitchell.
Looked like it was Mitchell.
Picked up the kick. He's across the 40.
Tigers will have it first 42. And 10 at their 42-yard line, leading by a score of 20-0. Thank you for tuning in tonight on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. They'll break their huddle. It'll be three receivers bunched wide to the near side of the formation. Waller, about 3 yards behind center. They'll bring Edwards in motion. Hands off to Edwards. Now fakes the handoff, and he is wrapped up and dropped as South Shelby did not bite. Several Cardinals in on the tackle, including Guy Tim. That's going to be a loss of about 4 yards. Bring up second and 14. Macon will be happy to just let the clock keep running here. Up 3 touchdowns on a wet night. The rain's still coming down. No surprise at all. Expected to rain through at least tomorrow morning, most likely. On second down, Waller will keep it himself. This time he's got some room to run, but looks like the flag is on the play. He's across midfield out to the 43-yard line. I thought I saw a flag come in back near the line of scrimmage.
Waller kept
there is
in
one
that
back in the mud.
Across midfield to the Cardinal.
This one's coming back, holding line. Against the Tigers.
There is a penalty marker on the play.
Back at the line of scrimmage, so walk this one back. Here the original line of scrimmage. Macon. At the 41-yard line, they'll walk it off from there. So the ball back at the 31 now, looking at second and about 21 yards to go. But we're taking more time off the clock. 11:01 remaining here in the third quarter.
32-yard line.
After the game, we invite you to tune in to End Zone over on Kress.
And it makes it second down 19.
To cap all the area games. Coach Class, Coach Wilt, are both going to join us here on the postgame show up here in the booth. Third and 21. Ball at the 32-yard line. Dropping back Waller. Short little dump pass is going to be incomplete. Tried to throw an awkward screen over
the
rushing Cardinal defensive line, and Edwards going to hang on to it.
And it was incomplete.
Third and 21 coming up.
Third down, 19
Tigers need
for
to
the
get
Tigers.
The South Shelby 48-yard line. Right now at their own 33. Waller takes the snap, rolls out to the near side under pressure, steps up, throws it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Ball was thrown into double coverage. The intended receiver for the Tigers was Cruz Lewis.
Cruz Lewis incomplete. Covered there by 22, Brock Wood.
Brock Wood was back in coverage. And I think the other one was David Fenton. Brings up fourth and long. Tigers will be forced to punt with 10:50 remaining here in the third quarter. South Shelby able to get a three and out, helped in part by a penalty. There's the snap. Rugby style kick to the near sideline. It's going to land out of bounds with a splash near the South Shelby 40.
Run out of bounds.
Makes it a lot easier to spot that football out of bounds when it kicks up about 3 feet of water.
South Shelby will start their first and 10.
Cardinals will set up first and 10 at their 40-yard line. 10:45 remaining in the third quarter. Remember, at the end of the game, we will announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. First and 10 Cardinals, trying to get the offense going. Only 38 yards total offense in the first half. Most of that came in the first quarter. One of South Shelby's players late to get on. That was Brian Leftwich, offensive lineman. And moving along the line, we'll see who went first. So that time, Daniel Burke was up under center. And they're going to call on South Shelby.
Penalty marker on the play prior to the snap. Dead
third
ball
penalty
foul.
For a total of 25 yards against
ball
the Cardinals.
Start against the Cardinals. 5 yards.
First
penalty,
and 15
down,
from the 35-yard line. Tigers get Monroe City next week. South Shelby goes on the road for the first time. They'll take on Palmyra. It'll be Burke up under center again. Offset eye behind him. And he bobbled the snap and fell right on it. South Shelby is struggling, holding on to the football tonight on snaps and handoffs. Macon's had a few of those, but South Shelby has had quite a few more. It'll be a loss of one. It'll bring up second and 16.
Loss of about a yard. Second down, 16.
Cardinals need to get to midfield. Ball 34-yard line, second and 16. This time, handoff in the backfield, near side. Fumble loose on the ground. I think Macon came up with it. They did. Brock Wood lost the football at the line of scrimmage. Third turnover by the Cardinals. Macon is in business again.
For the Tigers, and they'll have it first and 10 at the South Shelby 34.
First and 10 coming up for the Tigers at the Cardinals 34-yard line with 10:09 remaining. Macon already leading 20-0, looking for more. One receiver wide to the near side of the formation. That's Cruz Lewis. Two split wide left. Waller. The snap never even got to him. It's loose on the ground, and we'll see who fell on it. It was one of the Macon linemen getting there, I believe. It's going to be a loss of a yard.
Fumble on the snap recovered by the Tigers. Loss of a couple of yards that time.
Second
down, 12.
Coming up. As Waller was waiting for the snap out of a pistol formation, ball never came up out of the mud. Second down and 12 at the 36. Waller 3 yards deep, Edwards beside him. And another ball in the mud. This time Waller's going to run up and fall on it. Two straight plays where
the snap.
The snap
recovered by Waller.
Just never came up off the ground.
Make
it's going to bring
up
third down.
Third
about
down,
13. As the football just continues to get more and more wet, more and more slick, we're seeing continued difficulties in grasping, handling, and moving the football. Three receivers wide left. Third down. The snap is good. This time Waller looking to throw, and he underthrew the football. I don't think he had a good grip on it. And that was an uncharacteristically poor pass for Nash Waller.
Garrett Blaze.
He was looking for Blaze about 8 yards downfield left side, and the ball really went about four.
13.
Came out of there and landed with a thud. Fourth down, and making him a likely punt here. So they could not capitalize on the latest Cardinals turnover. Punt to the near sideline. Good kick. It'll go out of bounds. We'll see where the spot is. It's going to be about the 20-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will set up first and 10 with 8:35 remaining. Back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Punt out of bounds.
On first and 10, South Shelby runs to the near sideline, and just not much there.
Rockwood on
for
the field.
Brockwood.
Dominic Mitchell on the stop like for the Tigers.
No gain. The ball came out of bounds on the near sideline.
Gain of a yard. Second down.
South
nine,
Shelby
Cardinals.
Bench standing between me and the spot, and they'll move it out to near the middle of the field. Gain of one for Wood. Brings up second and nine. 8:02 remaining third quarter. 20-0 Macon. Wood out of the shotgun. Snap goes over his head. He'll fall back on the football. Tries to fall on at the 10-yard line. I'm not sure he recovered. Ball slipped away from him as he tried to dive on it. He does come up with it, but it's going to be a loss
of 10 yards. Snap covered by Brockwood of South Shelby.
It's going to be third and 19.
Cardinals back at the just outside the 10-yard line.
Neither team having a whole lot of luck holding on to the football.
Third down,
tonight.
18.
Ball at the 11-yard line, third and 19 coming up. 7:19 and counting, remaining in the third quarter. Wood back there again, back on either side of him. Takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself, tries to cut to the corner right side. He's got some room to run, stays on his feet. He's got a nice game, but it's going to bring him fourth and long. He's shy of the original line of scrimmage. Gain of maybe 7 yards, give or take on the spot.
Rockwood, the ball carrier.
Outside the 15, they'll mark it at 16, gain of five. Fourth and long.
11, Denver Grinlow on the stop for the Tigers.
Oh, Denver Grinlow for the tackle.
Fourth and 14.
Fourth and 14 from the 16-yard line. And Wood brings it down, gets the kick away, and that one will bounce near the South Shelby 40. It'll be down at the Cardinal 49-yard line, making will have good field position again.
Rockwood's punt down.
6:22 remaining
Cardinal
in the third quarter. Tigers lead 20-0 back in 30 seconds on
and
Glory 97.
Tigers will have it first and 10.
Hands off on first down, and Edwards is dropped for a loss of two by South Shelby defense. Back at his own 48-yard line, loss of three. Second and 13 coming up. 6 minutes remaining, third quarter, Macon leading by a score of 20-0.
Second down, 13.
Edwards had 58 yards on 10 carries in the first half. Second and 13 from the Macon 48. Waller takes the snap. Gives to Edwards again and straps out a one tackle on the backfield. Fights back to near the original line of scrimmage before he's brought down. Again on the tackle was Marcus Wiseman for South Shelby. That'll bring up third and 10.
Edwards on the carry.
Edwards.
Wiseman again on the stop for the Cardinals.
Averaging just under 5 yards of carry tonight. Has not had the big explosive play that he's capable of. Doesn't have a score either. But making up 20-0 as Waller and Mitchell both run him in. And Rickenberg had his first catch of the season, go 47 yards for a touchdown. Waller on third and 10. Drops back, screen pass caught by Edwards at the 50. 45, has some blockers to the 40. Cuts back inside to the 30. Loses the football, stripped out of his hands, loose on the ground at the 29-yard line, and Macon somehow recovers it. Tigers football at the 28.
Who was that complete to? 33?
That was a 21-yard completion.
Pass complete to 33, Edwards.
Kevin Edwards. That's first catch
fumble
of the
on the play, recovered by Macon.
Recovered.
And they've got enough for a first down at the Cardinals.
First down, Tigers.
28-yard line,
4:42 remaining.
First and 10, Tigers.
South Shelby doing a fine job of ripping the football out of there. Macon somehow came up with a recovery. Waller out of the pistol again. First and 10 from the Cardinals' 28-yard line. Takes the snap. And this time, miscommunication on the exchange. Ends up, Waller keeps it himself. Loses about 3 yards. After he tried to hand the ball off to Dominic Mitchell, and thing it got stuck to Waller's uniform.
Waller on the keeper.
Bring him second and 13 from the 31.
3 yards, second down, 13, make it.
Coming up on 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Tigers leading by a score of 20-0, looking to stay undefeated on the season. South Shelby trying to get over 500, but they've got an uphill battle in the mud. Second and 13, Waller looking to throw left side and threw it a little bit behind his receiver, but coming back and the catch was made. I believe that's Timmy Watts. His uniform's covered with mud.
Pass complete to Blake Class.
That's Blake Class with the catch. It was.
And he picks up a Macon first down.
As the ball will be spotted at the 17-yard line, gain of 14.
Ball spotted at the 17.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line, and keeper, handoff to Mitchell goes nowhere. Second down coming up.
Mitchell was the ball carrier. No gain on the play. Loss of about a yard. Second down, 11.
Second 11 coming up from the 18-yard line. 3:13 and counting remaining. Coming on for South Shelby from the near sideline, Preston Hall on the defensive line. Second and 11 from the 18. Waller takes the snap, rolls out to his left, keeps himself, splashes through a couple of puddles, picks up a couple of yards before he's brought down by about five Cardinal tacklers.
Waller on the keeper.
Well, they'll mark his knee down just outside the 15-yard line, gain of 3.
Tackled by Kaysen Wilt, gain of about 3 on the play. And it's
third
going to
down
be
and down 9.
Make it.
You know, ball at the 16-yard line. They need to get to the 7. Third and 16. Two receivers wide to the near side. Third and 9 from the 16. Waller takes the snap. Follows a block up the middle. In traffic, going nowhere. It's going to bring up fourth down. Maybe got to the 15. We'll see if B Class wants to try a field goal in the slop tonight, or if
Waller
they just want to run it on fourth down.
42 guy Timbrook on the stop.
Ball is spotted near the 13.
Yards, fourth down and 6, Tigers.
Now the Tigers look like they'll go for it. A tough fourth and about 6, but really nothing else you can do in this weather. There's the snap, throw over the middle, and it's caught for a touchdown. A 13-yard strike.
Pass complete to Blake.
To Blake Glass.
He's into the end zone, and he has a tighter touchdown.
That'll make
touchdown.
It 26-0. Nash Waller, a 13-yard touchdown pass to Blake Glass, with 1:26 remaining in the third quarter. And Class will hold for Tyrell Enyard to try the extra point. Wait for the snap. Ball is down. The kick is up. Has the distance, and it just went under the crossbar. 1:26 remaining in the third quarter. Macon leads 26-0. Back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com.
Third quarter, Macon 26.
Welcome back to South Shelby High School. 1:26 remaining in the third quarter, Macon leading 26-0. Squib kick will roll all the way to the 20-yard line. It'll be picked up there by the Cardinals. And we've got a return up the far sideline in the mud to about the 33-yard line.
Daniel Burke,
it's
on,
Daniel
the
Burke on the return. And that's where the Cardinals set up first and 10.
To about the 34.
And the officials will take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 1:20 remaining in the third quarter. It's Macon 26. South Shelby nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
More water break.
Glory 97 brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Rick Service and Tire Bevere, and Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. J.B. Conley with you. We have 1:20 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby trailing Macon 26-0. Cardinals with the football, first and 10 at their 33-yard line. Backs are split on either side of Wood, who takes the snap. And the handoff goes up the middle. We got room to run out past the 35-yard line, across midfield. And wrapped up at the 45 of Macon on the
Daniel
carry.
Burke,
that was Burke.
Middle across midfield to the Tiger 44.
Probably at the 44-yard line.
Waller on the stop for Macon. First and 10
Main
Cardinals.
21 for Burke.
At the Macon 44.
First and 10. That's the first down for the Cardinals here in the second half. Ball at the 44-yard line. High snap, bobbled, picked up by Wood. Flag on the play as Wood is dropped back at midfield. He took a lick.
Fumble on the snap.
We'll see what the flag is for back at the line of scrimmage. Maybe holding.
Picked up by Brock Wood.
That is the call.
He's down at about the...
Would have been a loss of 6, but it looks like Macon's going to accept the penalty instead.
We do have a penalty marker on the play, holding against the Cardinals.
This will move the ball back to South Shelby side of the field.
It'll be a 10-yard penalty. It'll put the ball.
Tiger's still discussing it. Leg class on the near side has already made his decision. He's moved upfield 10 yards. The rest of the team is not yet.
At about
the Cardinal
46-yard line. And it'll be first.
Call the 46-yard line of the Cardinals, first and 20 coming up. Fourth penalty for a total of 35 yards against South Shelby. Ward out of the pistol. On second and 20. Takes the snap. Hand off. And there's not much there at all. That's Burke on the carry this time. Picking up about 2 yards.
Daniel Burke, the ball carrier.
Down to 35 seconds remaining here in the third quarter.
77, Caden Phillips there to make the stop for Mike.
Ball's at the 47-yard line.
No gain on the play. Third down, 20.
Last play of the third quarter, presumably coming up. Wood takes the snap, bobbles it. It bounces back into his hands. He's looking to throw on third down and ended up bringing it back in, I believe, and was sacked. Lost the ball there in the mud, but he appears to take the loss of a yard rolling out to his right. And that is the end of the third quarter.
Macon
26, South Shelby nothing. Back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. And welcome back to South Shelby High School as we get ready for the start of the fourth quarter here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Make it leading by a score of 26-0. As we change sides, South Shelby now going left to right. They're facing fourth and long at their 47-yard line with 12 minutes remaining in the contest. It's been raining throughout. And Macon has been able to build a 26-0 lead. Wood will punt it away. Looks like the gunner on the near side released early. No flag. Ball is going to roll dead at the Macon 22-yard line.
Punt down at the Cardinal.
That's where the Tigers will set up first and 10. 11:51 remaining.
They'll have it first and 10.
This game brought to you in part by Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Greedy Egan Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby counties with locations in Shelvina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria. Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Laughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelvina, Macon, and Marceline. First and 10 Tigers at their 22-yard line. Waller. Snap goes off his shoulder pad, chases it down, and I think he was able to haul it in. South Shelby is signaling they have it. They do at the 10-yard line. First takeaway of the night for the Cardinals. They set up in great field position as that snap was a little high. Waller could not hold on to it. And it will be Cardinals football.
Ball spotted at about the Macon 10-yard line.
Ball near the 10, looking for the spot of the nose of the football. It looks like it's
and
going to
be first and goal,
just
South
inside
Shelby.
The 10, so it is first and goal. Wood lines up in the pistol. Timbrook in motion. Wood bobbles the snap, picks it up. He's in trouble. He's going to be chased down and wrapped up back near the 20-yard line. Not what the Cardinals wanted to do after getting their best field position of the night.
Fumble snap, Brock Wood thrown for a loss.
They're going to mark the football at the 18. It'll be second and goal from there.
Denver Grinlow on the stop for Macon. All the way back
second
to
and
about
goal
the 18-yard line.
From the 18-yard line. Brooke out of the gun again. Brock Wood takes the snap, rolls to his left, under pressure, looking. Chased by Enyard, throws downfield, and the catch made at the 10-yard line as he was going to his knees. First completion for Wood. I believe that was Timbrook with the catch. It was.
Pass complete to David Fenton.
Oh, there's no, that's David Fenton, excuse me, coming out of there with it.
He gains 8 yards on the play.
Gain of 8.
Third down goal from the 10.
Third and goal coming up. And a timeout has been called with 10:31 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Macon leading 26-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Welcome back to South Shelby. J.B. Conley with you. 10:31 remaining in the fourth quarter. Macon leading 26-0. South Shelby looking at third and goal from the 10-yard line. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, and Moberly Area Community College. Campuses at Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Cardinals looking to get points on the board. Third and goal from the 10-yard line. And it'll be Fenton up under center. Takes the snap. Handoff. off the middle, and absolutely nothing there. It's going to bring up fourth and goal.
Guy Timbrook,
it's Timbrook on the carry. And he had nowhere to go.
Colton Christensen on the stop for Macon.
Fourth and goal coming up.
No gain on the play. Fourth and goal.
Yeah, they're going to line up
from
with
the Macon 10 yard line.
In the backfield. Takes the snap, bobbles it, gets it back up, looking to throw, rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking to throw, looking to throw, looking to throw. Tries to shake a tackler, throws for the end zone. It's picked off at the 5 yard line. He was looking to throw. Just an awkward prayer as he was going down. The pressure coming from Dominic Mitchell, and Kendrick Waddle had the pick. That is the fourth turnover by South Shelby tonight.
6 yard line.
Would have been a turnover on downs anyway if he'd gone down there. Instead, he does force Macon a little bit closer to the goal line. It's going to be first and 10 from the 6. As Kendrick Waddle comes up with the interception. First and 10 from the Macon 6 yard line. Waller standing at the goal line, takes the snap. Handoff goes right side on the carry. Room to run. This is Mitchell. He's going to get a first down before he's brought down.
Dominic Mitchell that time for Macon.
Near the 20 yard line. We'll see the official spot here in a second. Looks like about the 18.
Rockwood on the stop for South Shelby.
Which is enough for a gain of 12 in a first down.
It's a Macon first down. Ball's at their own 19-yard line.
Mitchell with 7 carries now, 44 yards on the night, and a touchdown. Macon with 14 first downs to 4 for South Shelby. Waddle out of the gun on first and 10. Another handoff up the middle. Not much there for Mitchell, but Macon right now trying to eat some clock as much as anything else. Gain of about 2.
Dominic Mitchell.
Second
again
and 8.
The ball carrier.
9 minutes remaining.
68. Both the 20-yard line. On the stop. Gain of a couple. Second down, 8.
8:48 and counting. After the game, we invite you to tune over to Kress. After we're done here, we'll talk to the coaches here. We'll have all the other area coaches and highlights and scores on End Zone on Crest. Brad Boyer hosting tonight. Second and 8 from the 20-yard line. Waddle takes the snap. Handoff comes to the near side. Cutting back to his right on the carry. This is Mitchell. Beyond the 30 to about the 34-yard line. Up for another first down. Gain of 14.
And he gains enough for a making first down. Daniel
first and
Burke
10 coming up.
South Shelby.
From the 34-yard line, 8:24 remaining.
First and 10 Tigers at the 34.
Macon gets Monroe City next week. Then the Moberly Spartans will have 2 straight games on the radio for them. 3 counting tonight. South Shelby has Palmyra next, then Clark County, then Monroe City. One receiver split wide either side. There's the snap. Bring it to the near side, Waller. And he's going to follow block. He's got room to run down the near sideline across midfield. Stays on his feet to the 30, to the 20. One man to beat. Wraps up and brought down at the 13-yard line.
Nice, Waller.
Gain of 53 down the near sideline.
14-yard line.
They'll mark it at
the
13.
13-yard line. First and 10 Tigers.
So a gain of 53 for Waller, a first down. Quite a run. As he just kept slipping tacklers, had one man to beat, couldn't get past him. But he pushes the ball deep into South Shelby territory with 7:50 remaining. Macon will take their time to get the play up to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Waller will hand it off to Mitchell. Follows the block, cuts back to his left to the 5. Dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Macon. A 13-yard run by Mitchell, his second touchdown run of the night.
13-yard line.
And Macon makes it 32-0 with the extra point coming up. 7:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. 32-0 in favor of the Tigers. Got a drive football out there for Tyrell Inyard to kick. They take their time to get it out there. We'll cut back to the left side by Mitchell. He just had one defender to beat about the 4-yard line, stumbled a little bit, but got to the end zone for his second touchdown and the 5th Macon touchdown of the night. Play class to hold. Waiting for the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kick is up, and that is going to be shortened to the right. 7:26 remaining, fourth quarter.
Right.
Macon leads 32-0 back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97 at CentralBowInfo.com. .26 remaining in the fourth quarter. Short kick will be fielded at the 37-yard line with no return for South Shelby. Cardinals trailing 32-0.
Inside the 40 to about the Cardinal 38.
Macon getting a 7-yard touchdown run from Waller in the second quarter. Mitchell a 14-yard touchdown run. And with just over a minute left, it was Nash Waller with a 47-yard touchdown pass to Christian Riekerberg. 20-0 in the half. Waller, 13-yard pass to Blake Glass here in the second
half. And the Cardinals have it first and 10.
And Dominic Mitchell with his second touchdown run of the night from 13 yards, making it 32-0. This game brought to you in part by Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. South Shelby Boosters of Shelbina and Clarence. Seen our market in Macon, Centralia, Fayette, Slater, Shelbina, La Plata, Edina, Cahokia, Monroe City, California, Boonville, and Fulton. And Keith Lee Photography Studio, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. It's been all Macon since the start of the second quarter. It was scoreless after one. 20-0 at halftime, 26-0 after three. 32-0 right now, 7:25 remaining in the fourth quarter. Seeing some new numbers out there for South Shelby. Keaton Pantaleo's in the backfield. It's one of the fullbacks. Ron Burke out here. Receiver on the near side. First and 10 from the 38-yard line. And rolling to the near side, this is Wyatt Owens. And he's going to be dropped for a loss. Back inside his 35-yard line.
Owens, an all-carrier for the Cardinals.
Gain of, or loss of 4 on the carry.
Blake Glass on the stop for Macon.
Second and 14
loss
coming up.
Loss of 4 on the play. Second down, 14, Cardinals.
Seeing some clean shirts out there for Macon as well. on the defensive side of the ball. Dalton Burke is out there. Max Cook. Looks like Jacob Nelson in the secondary. Merrick Lambert's on the field. Second and 14. And a keeper to the left side. Back to the 35-yard line. For a gain of one
Levi Blevins
on the carry
on the
by
that time.
Levi Blevins. His first
Just
carry of the night.
On the stop. Gain of about a yard. Third and 13
coming up. Latrell Douglas out there for Macon. Lined up on the near side at corner. Levins takes the snap, hands off to the left side on the carry. This is Pantaleo, and he's going
to
be dropped for a loss.
Hand off to Keaton Pantaleo.
Of about 3 yards.
He's thrown for a loss back to the
about 4 yards.
31-yard line.
That's going to bring up fourth down. Pantaleo, a 5'6", 135-pound freshman out there.
Brevin Shrum on the stop for Macon.
And it will be Levins lining up in punt formation. So Shelby will have to give the football back. Low snap, picked up, kick is away. A bounce near midfield, and South Shelby will down at the 46-yard line of Macon. Christian Riekeberg almost thought about picking it up and then thought better of it. We'll take a 30-second break. 5:03 remaining. Macon leading 32-0 back in 30. Here on Glory 97 at CentralMoInfo.com. First play from scrimmage for Macon goes for a short gain to the near side. Under 5 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter.
Merrick Lambert.
The quarterback's Jacob Nelson.
Macon. He picked up 7 yards.
That was Merrick Lambert on the carry for a gain of seven. Second and three coming up from the South Shelby 47-yard line. On second and three. Nelson taking his time waiting for the snap. Letting the play clock wind down. And letting the game clock wind down. High snap and he'll fall back out. Nelson will back at the 45-yard line. Of Macon. So they lost everything they just picked up. And then
fumble
some.
On the snap. Recovered in the backfield by
loss
Jacob
about
Nelson.
Nine. Bring up. Well, they're going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Loss of seven.
Back to the Macon 46, third and
11. 46-yard line, 3:46 remaining. Macon leading by a score of 32-0. We invite you to stick around for the post-game show here. And then we'll send you over to Crest for end zone. You're listening to Glory 97, KTCM Madison, just after 9 o'clock. High snap, way too high over Nelson's shoulder. He'll chase it back down to the 34-yard line. Loss of 13 on that snap. The story of the game has been the muddy football. Four turnovers by the Cardinals, one by Macon.
Fumble on the snap back to
numerous
the
other loose balls
Macon
throughout the
34-yard line. Fourth down.
Fourth and a country mile coming up for the Tigers. With 2:53 remaining, some of the fans starting to head to the exits. Seeking a drier climate. Fourth and long. Megan's just going to, well, now they'll drop back into punt formation. There's the snap. Kick is away by Nelson. Short kick to the far sideline. We'll go out of bounds near midfield. And South Shelby will have one more look at it. 2:30 remaining.
Jacob Nelson on the punt for Megan. Out of bounds.
Cardinals' game plan tonight was try to limit the number of plays. They'll do that pretty well in the first quarter, but Megan able to run up that play count in the second and get some touchdowns on the board. South Shelby was fighting uphill the entire second half. Never really could get anything going. Ball's going to be spotted all the way up at the 39-yard line for South Shelby. Ball went out of bounds much earlier than expected. Pitch coming to the near side. On the carrier, this is White Owens trying to turn the corner to the 40-yard line. Spins back inside, met by eight white jerseys. Driven down at the 39, no gain.
Wyatt Owens, the ball carrier.
Second down coming up.
He's inside to Macon, 40 to the 39.
As we come up under 2 minutes to play.
21 Latrell Douglas
Macon
on the
stop. Macon will likely continue to get votes in the statewide poll this week. See if they can crack the top 10, depending on what else happens tonight around the state.
No gain on the play, second down 10.
Now, with a night like this, anything can happen. Wouldn't be surprised to see some upsets tonight. There were a few last week in the wet weather. Give up the middle. Owens has some room across the 30-yard line to about the 27, gain of 12. Wyatt Owens, the 5'9 freshman.
Wyatt Owens on the carry.
His third carry of the night.
Tackled by Jacob Nelson. He picks up a
punt. That's enough for a first down. Fifth and 10 for South Shelby.
At
134
the 27-yard line.
South Shelby with the football at the 27. They'd like to put points on the board tonight. There's the snap and a fumble on the handoff attempt. Falling on the loose ball was Philip Dodd. On a botched handoff.
Fumble on the snap.
And I think Megan came up with it. They did. And they'll spot the ball out at the 35-yard line. And it's going to be making football. I'll just have to snap it a couple times, take a knee. Impressive win for the Tigers. They did a better job tonight of handling the elements than South Shelby did. And they will get a W for their efforts. As the Tigers will come up in victory formation on first down, and the final 118 will come off the clock. Couple more snaps. We want you to stick around for the postgame show. We're going to talk to both coaches.
Jacob Nelson takes a knee back at the 30.
Get their thoughts on this one.
32-yard line.
As the final
loss of three on the play.
Minute will come off the clock. Second down coming up. Tigers will go to 3-0. South Shelby about to go to 1-2 on the year. Second down, and long coming up. Making in the victory formation again. Letting the play clock wind down under 35. Coming up on 30, they'll take a snap, take a knee, and they won't have to snap it again. Macon will win by a score of 32-0.
Nelson
in tonight's contest.
Again.
Both teams will head to locker rooms after shaking hands and just try to get out of the rain and look forward to next week. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with the postgame show. Final score of this one. Macon wins 32-0 over South Shelby. Back in 2 minutes here on Glory 97.
Time runs out.
And
final score,
info.com.
32, South Shelby 0.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Macon wins this one by a score of 32-0. Waiting for both coaches to join us here and talk about tonight's contest. Let's run down the scoring for you one more time. It was all Macon tonight. It was Nash Waller with a 7-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. Extra point good by Enyard made 7-0. That was Dominic Mitchell with a 14-yard touchdown run. 2:42 left in the half, made it 14-0 after the extra point. The minute one left, Nash Waller's touchdown pass of the night went 47 yards to Christian Rickenberg. Made it 20-0 at the half as the extra point was blocked. Third quarter, minute 26 left, Waller, 13-yard pass to Blake Class. The extra point try failed, 26-0. Fourth quarter, it was Mitchell again, a 13-yard touchdown run. His second touchdown run of the night. And the kick failed. It was 32-0. That was the final score. Adding up the yardage real quick for Macon. On the ground, it looked like Big Night Waller with a late run pushing those numbers up. Finishing with roughly 170 yards on the night, not counting some fumbles late. South Shelby had a hard time getting the offense going. So they finished with about 50 yards rushing on the ground, 8 yards through the air. South Shelby turned the ball over 4 times, Macon once. That really was the difference in the game, as Macon wins by a score of 32-0. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbine and Clarence, Shelbine and Villa Life Care, Harvey's Travel Service affiliated with Edelman Travel Group, Community State Bank, all of Shelbine, ConAgra Brands, local producer Banquet Frozen Foods, the Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent. Long Branch Trophies and Awards. Vision Care Associates, all of Macon. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. Rick Service and Tire Bevere. Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence. Greening and Hayes Funeral Home, serving Macon and Shelby Counties with locations in Shelbina, Clarence, Macon, and New Cambria. Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Laughlin Incorporated with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marsley. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. South Shelby Boosters of Shelbine and Clarence. C&R Market of Macon, Centralia, Fayette, Slater, Shelbine, and La Plata. Edina, Cahokia, Monroe City, California, Boonville, and Fulton. And Keith Lee Photography Studio, your school and sports photographer of North Central Missouri. Looks like Coach Wild's on his way up here. Coach Clash should be joining us as well. We're going to take a 2-minute break. Be back with more of the postgame show here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Aiken winning tonight by a score of 32-0. Joins to talk about the game, head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals, Rob Wilt. Coach, wet night, tough night for you guys tonight.
Yeah, we just didn't handle the adversity. We didn't handle the weather very well at all tonight. I think somebody said we were minus five in turnovers, and we just kept ourselves behind the sticks all night long and just couldn't get anything going offensively.
It was a tough night for both teams handling onto the football, some bad snaps, bad exchanges on handoffs, but it just seemed like your guys a few more times tonight, and that was the difference.
Yeah, it was. I thought if we don't do those things, it's a much closer game. Defensively, I thought we played pretty well in the first quarter, and then in the second half, the second quarter is what killed us. I thought the second quarter we just had 11 guys going 11 different directions instead of playing what they've been taught, and they know that, and they're going to get better because of it.
It looked like you might have taken the advantage early on. You were able to draw a penalty on a roughing the punter on Orr Brock. Did a great job just get the football away on that kick, but unable to convert.
Yeah, we moved it a little bit there, and we thought we get inside the red zone, and we just couldn't get it in there. Too many missed blocks or, like I said, turnovers, things like that. Just too many mistakes against a good football team like Macon.
As you mentioned, they are a good football team. You've got some talented guys, but it looks like we talked about the pregame. You wanted to limit the number of plays, and it looked like that just started to wear down on you as the weather did as well in the second half.
Yeah, you can't give Macon that ball that many times. We were on defense most of the night, it seemed like, and we always know Pete's going to have a good game plan, and he did again tonight, and he's got some weapons there, and they're a tough team, and they're going to be tough to get, beat in a conference.
Your thoughts about Palmyra coming up next week?
Another tough one. I know they're good. They got some kids that like to hit, and Coach Miles always has them ready.
Coach, appreciate it. Good luck to your squad down the road.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Rob Will. We'll be back with more of the pregame show coming up next here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Thanks, Coach.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Still waiting for Coach Pete Klass. He'll be joining us here momentarily. Does give us a chance to announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Tonight we're going to give it to Macon junior tailback Dominic Mitchell. Had two touchdown rushes of 14 yards in the first half, 13 yards in the second half. Finished with 10 carries for 73 yards, leading rusher for either team tonight on a wet, sloppy night here at South Shelby. Congratulations to Dominic Mitchell, our player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Join us now to talk about the win. Head coach of the Macon Tigers, Pete Glass. Coach, nice win for your squad on a wet night tonight.
Yeah, it was very sloppy for sure. You know, our kids battled through that and battled a very tough South Shelby club, and it was a sloppy night, but it's one that we'll take.
Both teams mishandled the ball at times. It looked like South Shelby did a little bit more than you did. Is there something you did in practice this week to get your guys ready for a wet football?
Well, we played in wet conditions on Wednesday for sure, but we've done that a lot recently. And I don't know if you can ever get ready for something like this, but certainly our guys handled it as best they could.
Talk about that first quarter scoreless. It looked like it was going to be a good battle throughout.
Yeah, it was. It was hard to get anything going. You know, I think both teams are kind of feeling each other out. What can we do out here on this turf, and what can we not do? And we've kind of settled in the second quarter, I felt.
Two touchdowns in the final 3 minutes. Mitchell with the first of his two touchdown runs, and then a nice 47-yard touchdown pass. Wide open, Christian Rickenberg was able to get his first catch and first touchdown of the year.
Yeah, that was something we've worked on a lot this season, and certainly he had him wide open, and that ball hung in the air for a long time for a freshman to catch his first one for a touchdown, but he came through for us.
Nash wasn't afraid to throw the football all night like this.
No, he did fine. You know, he's a senior. You know, he's been here, he's done that, and we look for him for leadership, and he does a great job for us.
How nice is it for your defense to get a second straight shutout?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we weren't happy with how we played week one, and we felt like we really improved a lot week two and then again week three. So that's what you want to do. You want to improve each and every week.
Nice to get through a night like this without any serious injuries. It looked like your guys were relatively healthy at the end.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody's going to be a little bit sore. I mean, it was a hard-hitting game, and we'll have some sore guys, but I think everybody's healthy.
You've got a good battle next week again here on Glory 97. You take on Monroe City.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we get to go to their place, and, you know, they're fast. They're very, very fast, obviously defending state champions, and I believe undefeated through the year so far. So it'll be a big challenge for our guys.
Hopefully drier weather for you next week. Congratulations. Nice to be 3-0, and good luck to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Pete Glass. We'll be back to wrap up the postgame show coming up next here on Glory 97.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. And welcome back to the postgame show one last time here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Macon wins it tonight by a score of 32-0. Impressive win for the Tigers. They go to 3-0 on the year. As you heard, they take on Monroe City next week. Game we'll have for you here on Glory 97. The other games we'll have for you next week on the radio on Quicks AM. It'll be Fulton at Moberly. Cameron and I will have the call of that one on Quicks AM. Ben will be at Monroe City for the Macon Monroe City contest. Our Crest game of the week next week, Marceline at Fayette. Scott will have the call of that one. Eric will have end zone after the games next week. Tomorrow, a couple of college football games for you. Morningside at Truman on Crest. Brad and Eric with the call 12:10, the pregame. 1 o'clock the kickoff. Mizzou will host Wyoming. 4 o'clock pregame. 6 o'clock kickoff
on 99.9 The Captain and the Kansas City Chiefs have their season opener. Sunday, they'll take on the LA Chargers. Pre-game at 2, kickoff shortly after 3 on 99.9 The Captain. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's action. Our producer, Stuart Cox, doing a great job back in the studio. Austin Ward with the highlights, getting ready for the halftime report and for End Zone tonight as well. Brad Boyer will have that, and we invite you to tune over to Chris for that. Final score here, Macon wins by a score of 32-0 for all of us here at South Shelby High School. I'm J.B. Connolly. Have a great night, everyone.